This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. Rolls Oconee was established on December 31, 1894, from the eastern portion of Kitson County. In the Rolls Times of July 26, 1895, a list of the Board of County Commissioners appeared. This is the article. Rolls Oconee has a county board composed of good, true men. They were selected and named in the petition for county commissioners to organize the county and have performed their duties thus far with conscientious fidelity. Albert O. Skagen, the chairman of the board, is a resident of Rolls Oconee 6 years and in the state 12 years. Mr. Skagen has held several town offices and is now both clerk and treasurer of the town of Ross. He was born at Gol, Norway, and came to the United States in 1876. Mr. Skagen is a farmer. Carl J. Hedlund is a farmer and resides in the town of Stafford. He is a native of Sweden and came to Meeker County 14 years ago and has resided in Rolls Oconee for the past 7 years. Lars Haglund was born in Wermland, Sweden. He left his native land and settled in Marshall County, Minnesota, 14 years ago. Mr. Haglund has resided in Rolls Oconee, 3 miles north of the village, for the past 8 years. He is engaged in farming and the milling business. Hans Eriksson is a native of Norway, but has lived in this country since a boy. He is a farmer by occupation and has resided in the town of Moose, Rolls Oconee, for 5 years. He also holds the office of town clerk. S.G. Bertelrud migrated from Norway 10 years ago. He is a prosperous farmer of the town of Dieter, where he has resided for over 6 years. That same newspaper carried an ad for the Rozo and Stevens Stage. Andrew Olson, proprietor. It says this about the stage. Leaves Rozo at 1 o'clock p.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Leaves Stephen at 1 o'clock p.m. Tuesdays, Wednesday, and Saturdays. Passengers carried at the rate of $2.50 each way. I will attend to all errands in the best manner possible, but cannot haul heavy freight. I also keep the halfway house, a neat and comfortable stopping place, where the stage stops overnight each trip. That halfway house, also known as the Peelin Hotel, provided a welcome resting place after 35-mile segments of the round trip between Stephen and Rozo. The $5 round trip fare included an evening meal and breakfast, as well as a bed in the hotel overnight. Peelin, which at various times was called Twin Lake City or Two Rivers Crossing, was a booming village in 1900, anticipating the arrival of a railroad there. Besides the hotel, there was a roller mill, saloon, Good Templars organization, meat market, bank, newspaper, as well as other stores, schools, and churches. A few years later, the railroad routes had been chosen, tracks laid elsewhere, and the town virtually disappeared by about 1910. According to a Rozo Times Region article from June 8, 1983, the hotel is said to have sunk in Twin Lakes while being transported over the ice to Karlstad. Some of the other business buildings were moved to neighboring towns of Greenbush and Karlstad. Rolls Oconee Historical Society board member Milt Sather did extensive research on the town of Peelin. He helped create Peelin Park along Highway 11 on a site about 2 miles east of the original town site. It remains a popular picnic spot and tribute to the pioneers of the area. We encourage you to visit the museum in Rozo, where you can read a thorough history of the town of Peelin, entitled Peelin of Yesterday, written by Ralph Johnson, son of one of the earliest settlers there. It appeared in 8 installments in the Karlstad Advocate in 1933. In the Rozo Times of September 27, 1895, a census of Rolls Oconee was published. The township of Skagen showed a population of 257. Jadis had 474, Spruce 244, Malung had 278, Ross 278, Moose had 289, Stafford had 207, Dieter had 256, Politz had 175, and the village of Roseau had only 256. With several other unnamed townships also listed, the grand total of the census of 1895 was 3,493. In the Roseau Times issue of July 26, 1895, an article listed the businesses in operation in Roseau at that time. It starts with this description: "The village of Roseau, the county seat of Roseau County, is beautifully situated upon the banks of the river of the same name. Jadis, its former post office name, was practically located for a town site 3 years ago and was laid out by J.H. Sanders and Rudolph Jacklin. The village has a splendid farming and stock country tributary on all sides for many miles. The Roseau Valley is rich in soil and beauty." Next week, I'll read about some of those early businesses in the earliest years of Roseau County. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.